ninth parak of Kilayim, Mishnah Tes. We're continuing the halachas of what constitutes a mixture of wool and linen that will be also with the issue of Kilayim Shatnes. So Levodim Azuyim, Levodim is felt, which the fibers are combed out, which is the first day, because it's Shua, but they're not made into strands of strings, and they're not woven together. So this felt is also Lifnei Shehem Shuyim, because it went through the first stage of being the fibers being combed out and then meshed together. The Rambam holds this is also Midrashim, most of the other Rishonim hold this also Midrabonim, since it wasn't made into the individual strings. Piz shel tzemet v'shel pishton also. If a person had a garment that was made out of pishton, out of linen, and he made it on the edge of the garment to reinforce the edge, he made a rim of wool that is also even only the rim of the end of the garment has the shafts and it's nation choizim to others, since it's similar to weaving the garment of the two medium over here, and actually weave it, he used a thread of wool to tie around it. That's also close enough to Oreg to be offered. Rav Yehuda Amar Meshicha Shel HaGamon Asuris Neishem Boi Lelav Shelo Koishe. These are also strings that are made out of HaGamon, which is a purple wool. You can't put this on top of a garment of flax, because Boi Lelav Shelo Koishe, he didn't just tie one on top of the other, but he actually would sew the two together at one point. So as long as at any point the two garments are sewn together, the entire combined garment is considered shafness. You can't use any part of it. Obviously you cannot use a belt which is made of wool, part wool and part linen that are knotted together, because the fact that they're knotted together makes them one garment of shafness, and wearing a belt is also a form of wearing shafness. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is afal pi shehu b'emtza. Even though he had a piece of leather in the middle, he's making a belt. The center is leather, and the two ends, one is wool and one is linen. So why should that be also? There's no connection, there's no direct connection between the wool and linen. But the reason why it's also is because this belt, the way we used to be tied is they make a knot at the end, and the knot at the end would be made from the wool and linen together, therefore it is prohibited. But any anatomy, if you have a little piece of wool on one side of the belt and a little piece of wool in the middle of the other side of the belt in a fashion that the wool and linen will never come in contact, then it is not shatnez.